Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, it has been 737 days since a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie has been released in theaters, and we are here to talk about Black Widow. All that and more right after that we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And in our producer tray today, we have the lovely Ashley Coffin. How you doing, Ash?
I'm so happy.
So happy too.
Oh. It's been so long.
It felt good.
It really, it's felt like this like tension of like a thing we were supposed to get a year ago that's just been like sitting there and being pushed back and back and back. And we thought we were going to get it like May of last year. And it's finally here. It's finally released.
You did it to us twice.
Yeah. Three times, right? Didn't they move it three times? Because the last time it was just a couple of months, like when they decided they were going to put it on Disney Plus and here. Yeah.
And then I still feel a little punked because I'm not going to lie. I really would have preferred to watch this at home. We can get into that a little bit later, but like, I really, really wanted, like, the theater wasn't half full. It wasn't the energy that I'm used to feeling from a Marvel movie, even though I still made friends. Yeah. That storm that's moving up the East Coast put our power out. So we didn't have power for about 12 minutes. That was fun.
That sucks.
Started hysterically laughing. I was like, I'm never going to see it. And then the whole theater, we all just sat there and laughed. So it was fun.
Yeah. You had an experience like you had a roller coaster ride of emotion in getting the movie to get going.
Yeah.
And like the rest of us who like we had the group chat going on Facebook, we're just looking at it like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, Ash is going to miss this thing. Mm.
Yeah.
I was a half an hour late. That's why we're late.
Man. Well, let's get into the movie. Let's not wait. Let's not tarry any longer. What did you guys think?
I mean,
I want to start with Ashley. I want to start with Ashley because this is a female led movie and
only the second female led in Marvel Cinematic Universe.
This one felt so girl power focused with all of it. So Ashley, you go first.
I really it's going to start a little dark, but I really enjoy the way that just the opening of the movie, how they put like
Absolutely.
A light on the analogy about human trafficking and women are just something that is a resource that is abundant. And it was, you know, for the movie to start that way was really powerful.
He said the only natural resource that the world has too much of.
Yep. And he's not wrong. And you know, at least in this movie, these girls get to, you know, not get to be, but, you know, they end up being widows. And for a lot of girls, it doesn't end up that way. And it was shining a light on that, I feel like, in a really powerful way.
Yeah. Right. I just have to say, I do think he's wrong, but I don't know. I don't know what you mean by there are not too many, right? The only one there's too many of? I don't know. I don't agree with that.
I mean, there's too many people on the world, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, well.
That's another catch. We have an overpopulation problem for sure.
Resources are finite. Like, why did he have to do the widow program? Why couldn't he just get the
Infinity Stone? No, but you're right. He's wrong.
The cult of Thanos.
I'm working with two Thanos-I over here. Yep. That's the plural of Thanos, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I got to take a 2-minute fashion corner because it wouldn't be me without it. I immediately knew that was Nat's green vest before the whole conversation. It was the first thing I noticed and I bumped Ken and I said it.
That's
and then
awesome.
At the end he was like, oh, like it was something new. I was like, I told you that 2 hours ago.
I want to go back and watch Endgame and see if she takes things out of those pockets. Like if she's using the pockets.
It's Infinity War.
Infinity War. She's wearing the jacket.
Ladies,
you cannot dye your hair from red to blonde with a box dye. Please don't try it. Just don't do that. Don't do that. That's not true. That was the biggest part of the movie.
Well, I will say she was looking at that at the beginning of the movie and then she put it away. Maybe after this, maybe something about this. She met all those widows. She saw her like adoptive mother. Maybe she learned some things from all those ladies about dyeing her hair properly. You know,
This is a bad idea.
Put that box down. This is not what the people want to hear. Oh, and I did love that in every scene her hair got a little longer, but I won't nitpick.
That's great. That's not nitpicking. That's wonderful.
I loved it. Frances Pugh, right? How do you say her adorable last name?
Florence.
I loved her in Midsommar, and I started to see her in things like Little Women. She rocked it in this. I love her.
I agree.
I really do. Both of them.
I've talked a lot on this cast about how much I love Orphan Black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite characters, my favorite character on Orphan Black is a character, oh my gosh, named Yelena. Right?
Get out of here.
Yeah. Now that I think about it,
now.
Her name's Yelena. Sorry, just connected that. But this Yelena, like, was inhabiting that Yelena. Like, I can't believe they're both named Yelena. I'm just realizing that. Sorry. My mind is blown. But any Orphan Black fans out there who've just seen this movie know what I'm talking about. The whole, like, the way she was, like, so focused on simple things and the big, like, scary things don't really scare her. And she's got that Eastern European accent. Like, it was just Yelena with a little more put together, maybe. Am I wrong, Jeff? You're looking at me like I'm wrong.
No, sorry. I was, like, I did a quick, like, Orphan Black Yelena goog, and it seems like it's Helena.
Ah, that's it. You're right.
Oh, it's very Helena. Close.
Very close. Very close.
Very close. It's got the Elena. You know,
didn't you guys make a Scrubs joke the other day?
Did we?
Not Scrubs. On purpose.
Do you like Scrubs?
She dates
Zach Braff in real life. I think they're adorable.
Oh, really? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, so
TMZ time. Okay, let's get to the movie.
Let's get to the kind of like big things that happen in this movie. I think you're dead on that intro. Just from the very beginning of this movie, I was like, this is the darkest thing Marvel's ever done. Yeah. Like all the human trafficking stuff for sure. But even that was one of the most visceral. We've seen a lot of fights in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a lot of them. This was the first one. That family running and trying to get on that plane was one of the most visceral I've ever seen. Even though I knew I'd seen all those characters older, something about those young girls encountering this for the first time and like freaking out and like not with understanding what's going on, the blood, their mom in the back, like it all just felt so visceral and real and interesting. And even though I knew they survived, I also knew they were all about to lose their family somehow. And the thing that surprised me most about this movie was that Melina and Red Guardian chose to leave them.
Oh, yeah. Like, we had speculated so much leading up to this movie that it was going to be like they got ripped away, mm-hmm. they were having a happy family, and then, you know, things happened. But no, it was like a farm.
Right. I fully speculated that this was a fake family that they were, like, you know, assigned to. We talked about that a lot. And, like,
they didn't want to, at least.
Well, she didn't want to.
He
looked a little upset about it, too. But you got to get back to business. And they do it different over there, you know.
Yeah. He wanted his suit back.
They'll throw you in jail anyway. Doesn't matter what you do. If you say his hair is shitty.
Right, yeah. right. But he was a true believer, you know. He was a true believer, and he wanted to return to his, like, iconic days as Red Guardian. Like, he wanted the suit back, as he says. He wanted glory. And he wanted all of that more than he wanted the family. And that, the character of Red Guardian and Melina, like, I was very surprised because they really, in my eyes, aren't redeemed. I like them, like, as they're funny and, like, interesting to watch, but, like,
but they're not redeemed.
They're not redeemed so far. They've got a long way to go. And even Yelena, who, like, full spoiler alerts again, at the end of the movie, she gets picked up by Val, and I feel fully like I want her to do well. I want her to be good, but, like, kind of similar to what I felt towards, you know, fake Cap in Fatuous, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Fatuous.
Like, when Val came to hurt him, like, I don't know. I can definitely see her going either way at this point, you know? She really has the potential to be a good guy or a bad guy, and I fully would buy either one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that end, ugh.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I said to Ken out loud, I was like, all she would have to do is a quick goog search to see that Hawkeye was Nat's best friend. I'm like, she just has to talk to one other person than Val, and they'll tell her, like, that guy didn't kill Nat.
There's no one else that was there, though.
Not there, but at some point.
True, but here's the thing. The last 4 years, 5 years before that, he turned into, like, a killer, and that's what everyone knows now. So
that's
what
and
I
the image
of.
that the image that she showed him
was the Ronin.
The image that she showed of him was Ronin when he was that killer. So,
but that was just like, this is something super easy, I feel like, to debunk. There's only one person telling you, and she's like a spy.
Right. Well, and I think that's what will happen in the Hawkeye series.
Which I hope she gets him.
Oh, really?
She's going to get him and be like, after he had just trained Kate Bishop, and what a good way to hand off the torch, and then the Kate Bishop's going to be after her, and then they're going to make up and be like, we were both wrong. Young Avengers.
Young Avengers. I like it.
I like the idea of her killing him, and then him begging Kate to forgive her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because his forgiveness of Black Widow and bringing her over was what led to the big change. And can Hawkeye, like, be so free? Is his superpower his forgiveness? You know, like, he brought her into the fold, but, like, can he forgive the girl because he loves Nat? Can he forgive the girl who killed him, you know? In the moment of his death, can he go, like, isn't your fault, you know?
His superpower is his forgiveness. You remember in Age of Ultron.
What's what he's there for to do.
Yeah, when he was in Age of Ultron, and he was in there with Wanda, and was like, you know, you want to sit here and mope? Cool, just hang out, we'll come and pick you up later. You want to do good, you want to redeem yourself, you step out that door, you're an Avenger. Like, you're one of us.
Yeah.
You get out there.
He's the one that turned them because he forgave them in that moment. You've been fighting against this whole movie, but I forgive you. You can be part of the team. Like, it's not too late for you to turn. Like, that's what he does as an Avenger. And it's cool. It'd be a cool way for him to die. to quote Yelena, that would be a cool way to die.
Come aboard.
Like, no, like, that wouldn't it be though? Like, wouldn't it be great to hear her say that line? Like, he died forgiving you so that you would, you know, take up Nat's mantle and, like, be a hero. And then Yelena's like, that's a pretty cool way to die.
That sounds like a joke I would make when someone's dying. Just kill the mood.
That is Yelena's... That's one of the lines that Yelena and Helena from Orphan Black... And like, was so similar. Like, they would always do she was just so, like, comfortable with death. And yeah.
Well, the thing that I love about Yelena in this, was that she had so much meta commentary on everything that being an Avenger was. It was so good. But she was like, why do you do that thing you do when you're fighting? Like,
probably my favorite line.
When you flip. You know, with the hair flip, and then she, like, gets down into the pose. She's like, you do this pose, and then you like, flip your hair. Like, you act like everyone's always watching you.
Yeah.
Poser.
That was just poser.
Such a poser.
Poser. And then she did it, and
she's like, oh, it was disgusting. It put a bad taste in her mouth to do that.
Yeah. I am so excited that... You know, she's been introduced. There was speculation that she could die, even though she'd been reported to be in Hawkeye. Like, there's been speculation that this would be, you know, like, her entrance and exit, or that she would take up the mantle of Black Widow, and then she was the person who died on Vormir, which I never believed, but, like, that was all crazy talk to me. And I'm glad they didn't go something crazy like that to bring back ScarJo. But I am so happy that Yelena is a character that we have in the universe now, and, like... can continue to go on, and Red Guardian and Melina, like, they're all great characters that I want to see going forward.
And all of those widows,
right?
A lot of them defected widows.
I want to show her a movie about them, like, that, like, organization. Who are they?
Widow
and a rehabilitated Taskmaster.
Yes,
like,
yes,
maybe
a rehabilitated Taskmaster. All those Black Widows being led by a super genius scientist lady with all this tech skill, and a super powered, like, patriarch whatever. I feel like that is such a perfect, like, team that they could go do, like, anything the Avengers could do at this point. And that's so neat.
I wonder if they're gonna start up Leviathan. Like, I wonder if they're not already working with Contessa Allegra, or I'm sorry, Contessa Valentina
Allegra
de Fontaine.
Fontaine.
Good God.
There you go.
Val. Don't call her that. Like, I wonder if they're not already working with her, because she was working with Leviathan in the comics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
It would make sense that she would know where.
Yeah, right. And Leviathan was centered in Russia, right?
Mm-hmm.
As memory serves. So,
and
you know, they could really quite easily pick that back up. And if they've got Taskmaster, Taskmaster could be running a mercenary training academy out of that operation, like Taskmaster does in the comics.
Yeah. All of that is possible. There's a great thing about family in this movie. And like I said, I don't feel like a lot of these characters are necessarily redeemed, but even these characters that I don't feel like are redeemed, like Red Guardian, Melina, and even all of the women who got freed from being Black Widows, like at the end, Black Widow's like, you get to make your own choices now. She didn't go, hey, come let me recruit you to S.H.I.E.L.D. Cause honestly, Black Widow at this point, she has nowhere to recruit them to. Like she doesn't believe in any side. Like all the sides have kind of messed her over. She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know who to believe in. Like she doesn't have a direction to aim these girls, and she doesn't want to aim them. That would not feel right for her character. And instead she's like, go make your own decisions. So she has these basically super soldiers, super mercenaries, at least not super soldiers, one super soldier, and then she's just like, go make your own decisions. And it's like, that's a lot of rogue Black Widows out there right now.
Yeah, it is. Oh man, the thing that she like maintained the through line on is when Yelena was like, you know, I haven't been in control of myself for so long. And like, I bought this vest and this was the first thing I ever bought for myself. Like, this is the first choice I got to make.
Yeah. So
she wasn't like, you know, come join my team. I'll lead you to, you know, figuring out what to do with yourself. She was just like, go make your own decisions.
Yeah.
Well, like, figure yourself out.
I loved that after she told her, like, I want to make my own decisions. She's like, well, I have an offer for you. And I really thought for a second she was like, come be an Avenger. Like, or come be my secret Avenger. Come work with us, whatever. Like, I thought that was like some sort of pitch. Like, you need to come work for the good guys, you know? But instead it was like, how about we go kill this guy?
Yeah.
Yes. That is the right.
I loved it.
That's the right decision for this Black Widow in this moment. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, that blew her. Like, imagine her whole world just being turned upside down like that. Oh, Dracov's alive. Oh, did you see his body?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you just leave? Did everything you do happen for nothing?
Melina really hasn't been redeemed in my mind. This whole, like, Red Guardian says, like, I don't buy it that you didn't know. Like, you knew that it was your own daughter being used this way. Like, the girl you raised and said you wanted to stay with, like, the girl you raised, you had her being controlled mentally and forced into doing all this stuff. That's nuts.
I sympathize with her because it's a survival thing. He was obviously, they can't attack him because of his pheromones. Like, if he wanted to, he could do anything he wanted to all of them, as it showed when she went in there. And I hate to say it this way, but that's not her blood. That was only 3 years of her entire life. And she's just trying to survive.
Sure.
Which is why at the end she made the choice to do the right thing. So I'm a little bit on her. I say that. I get it.
In the end, she did the right thing. And like, I get it. What is it that would, I'm sorry. We've only seen this movie
Stockholm
once.
Syndrome.
What was, no. What did the movie, what in the movie, what did Widow say to her to turn her, change her mind?
She said that, you taught me, everything you taught me is helped me like survive. What was the tagline she said? You know,
The heart. How did you
pain
keep
makes
heart?
You st- How pain you makes you heart? Stronger.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The pain
exactly.
makes you stronger. How did you not lose your heart? Everything you taught me is what helped me to survive.
Yeah.
She was like, "Oh, they're gonna be here in 5 minutes."
That was, that was a really, really great moment. I loved the "hold on to your heart; it is what makes you strong" thing. Don't lose your heart.
I'm back and on your side now. I forgot what she did to that pig.
Yeah, that was rough.
She's not redeemed. You're right.
That's rough.
She's
not that was redeemed real rough. At all. I was very upset
when the humane or when the what was it the PETA thing or the disclaimer of like no animals were harmed thing goes through in the credits. I was like, nah, I watched her choke that pig out.
I was not happy about that.
I was not happy either.
I audibly was like, it's like he just started like, laughing.
Not on board with her anymore. We're done. We're done with Melina.
You reminded me. I remember now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's a mad redeemed. Scientist.
Nope.
She's a mad scientist, and like I don't buy her as fully on like the side of good. Like she, but that's the thing. All three of these new characters that I love very much. If Red Guardian got glory, he would go for it. if Melina like thought the science was interesting enough and felt like she needed to, she would go for something. And if she found a like place to be, a place to belong, like, and if Yelena finds something to belong to, she's going to go too. And I see all of them as sort of vulnerable to the dark side, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why Val was there. I loved it.
Val at the end. Oh my gosh.
Well, the Midwest is allergic. I'm allergic to the Midwest.
I loved Alexi so much in this movie when he was like, my girls are the strongest girls. Like when they were walking from the crash helicopter, which was freaking hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think we have enough fuel to make it to St. Petersburg. And he's like, nah, we're fine.
It's so next funny. Frame.
So I laughed so hard.
Me too.
But then like when they're walking and he's like got both of their hands, he's like, you two have killed so many people.
I know.
You have so much red in your ledger. And he's like shaking their hands.
You have so much red in your ledger. Your ledger. It is dripping with blood. And he's like hugging them. It's so funny. And it's so funny, but that's the thing. It's like his ethics are very different than theirs. He believes in like he believes in Mother Russia or whatever.
Yeah, he believes in the cause of the party.
Yeah, the cause of the Communist Party. Like that's his thing. Yeah. He's all on board with it. And he is like, yeah, that's what we're doing. And it doesn't matter what we do. It's all justified. He wants that and he wants glory. Like that's who he is. And right now he hasn't changed his mind, you know?
Did Captain America mention me? And she was like, after all this time, we're going to talk about you.
Captain America was still frozen in ice.
He's a
Who
liar.
Is he talking about?
Isaiah Bradley.
He absolutely. Maybe.
It could be Isaiah Bradley.
I don't know.
It could be Isaiah Bradley. But he like so firmly believes that he fought Captain America shoved Captain America back and then escaped.
Maybe Bucky? So,
who was he fighting?
But they'd be able to commune, you know. In the 80s, he said, right?
Yeah, or he was lying, which is a possibility.
I think he was lying.
That's what they all thought. He asks Nat as if he expects her to have heard the stories, which does make me think that he believes them now, but maybe he's just told the same lies so long he believes them now.
He's convinced himself.
Yeah, it's like the crazy fish tale that you tell over and over, and then eventually you're like, wait, did that happen? that could be, I don't know, it was weird. It was weird.
Isaiah Bradley should have been still in jail at that at that time.
We also wasn't sure on the year. We just don't know for sure.
No, I mean, if it was in the 80s, then Isaiah Bradley should have been in jail. Steve was still frozen.
Did he say 80s?
Yeah, the only one who was out. He said 83, 84.
But yeah, I thought he.
And then that guy was like, Captain America was still on ice then.
And then he broke his fucking arm.
He shattered his hand.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yep. That was nuts. And that's the thing, like, I didn't like that he did that. The guy was calling him out for lying, and he was lying, as far as we all understand what happened. Oh my gosh. Or the Captain America that was looping over time. What if it was, what if the Captain America? I got
there's
there.
There's two.
What if he's the time traveling Captain America? There's been rumors there'd be a movie. What if in that movie, you know, there's been rumors that there'd be a movie and he'd like fight Wolverine and all this stuff. There's been these rumors, but like, what if he got to fight Red Guardian and we got to see that scene that he's talking about? And we're like, I wasn't lying.
Oh my God, he wasn't lying. That guy deserved his hand crushed.
Oh, hey, actually, I just now thought about this. You said that Halloween was going to be really difficult for you this year. Because there are so many ladies that are great, and like you guys in the Stranded Panda group have kind of made your mind up as far as like who's doing what. I found my costume for this year.
Can you be prison version though?
That will be easier.
Just put all the tattoos everywhere.
I just have to draw tattoos upon myself.
And the gold teeth.
Yeah.
I think you should. I think I'll be squeezed into my costume.
Squeezed into suit?
Squeezed into a suit. Get a suit that's like three sizes too small and squeeze into it.
I love that he came out and like leaned on the wall and he's like, still fits.
I loved Melina's reaction. And I know we saw this scene like whatever a year ago, but like I loved Melina's reaction. She's like, you got fat. But still good. But still but good.
Still good.
And he's like, I just got out of prison. I have so much energy.
And they're like, ew.
Like, please don't. Stop. Please, stop. Don't. Please don't do that. I loved it. I loved that shit so much. It was so good.
Oh, me too. There were two things I was looking for in this movie that I don't feel like I got.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that, but two that are on my mind right now. Strong connections to the end of Civil War and beginning of Infinity War, which
yes.
like kind of felt like I felt like she should have been like meeting up with Cap at the end or leaving Avengers facility at the beginning or something, you know, like
something
to connect yeah. those movies. Like that would have been nice. Honestly, I felt bad for the people who are sort of casual fans because they're like, okay, she died and now she's here. Cause I know that like they mentioned the Sokovia Accords and people like us fully know what that means. But like, I feel like to the average audience is probably like, why is Han alive? Anybody get that? No? No? Okay. sorry. Fast and the Furious joke. One of the characters dies in a movie, and the next movie he's just back inexplicably, and you don't find out why for like six movies. It's weird. It's real weird.
It's real weird.
But, no, like I kind of feel bad for those people who are like watching, and they're like, what is going on? Why is she here or there? But I don't know that like, you know, they can't hold everybody's hand through every Marvel movie. There's just too much has happened at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're either on board or you're not. Like we're just going.
They tease the RDJ stuff. There could have been something.
Right. She could have been leaving the Avengers facility.
The Quinjet. I thought that was them. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Man, I thought Steve was on the Quinjet.
Mm-hmm. Or when the Widows came in the Quin and whatever jet that was. Yeah. I thought that might have been
that
them.
That was what and I was expecting.
It was. I got a double no.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it, damn it.
Well, damn it.
Double damn it.
Or even if it was Sam, just somebody.
Double damn it. I was so wanting, because that's the thing, is she was like, I'm going to stay behind, you guys go, I'm going to stay and hold these guys off, and, you know, I'm going to let myself get caught so you guys can escape. Hopefully the Avengers will work together. And I was like, great. And then, yeah, what happened, right?
What happened?
Yeah. How'd she get away from
so
Ross?
We think that she, I guess, found Steve where? Wakanda? Because she would have had to go pick up Steve, and then they would have had to go to the raft, because obviously at the end of Civil War, we see Steve Rogers breaking them out of prison, and Nat was like, I have friends to go break out of prison. So in yeah. my head, she went and got Steve, but yeah. Steve was in Wakanda.
Was
so,
he?
Well, he did.
Well, he took Bucky there.
But I got the feeling he was leaving. I didn't get the feeling he was staying there forever or anything.
Yeah, so they had to find somewhere between.
Somehow they had to get connected and then go to the raft. I feel like there's room for another movie here. Like, like they didn't connect
the movie
all the
I've
dots.
Always wanted.
yeah. But like, give me a Secret Avengers movie where they were working in secret during that. Give me the movie where Cap is traveling through time and he's having flashbacks of his life with the Avengers that we never saw. Like
yes, just don't do it animated, please.
Did you see that trailer for What If today? We're not going to do a breakdown of it because until after Loki, probably. But man, that's crazy. It looks great. I think it looks great.
Yeah, it did.
I haven't been that excited for an animated thing in a long time. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah. So can we talk about the Taskmaster reveal?
Sure.
Like, that was, I wasn't expecting it.
I was not expecting her.
She's
either.
Got some thick thighs for a girl. I mean, I'm telling you, that was a dude in the, I hope it was a girl in the sun suit. I really hope it's a girl and I'm completely wrong, but I was like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, girl.
But the face was Olga Kurylenko.
She's a skinny girl.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very, like, I remember her from Hitman. Back in back in like way back
Statham,
in the day.
Jason Statham.
Wait, no, not
that's Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
Okay, we're thinking of the wrong movies. Of the wrong movie. I didn't think Timothy Oliphant was in Hitman.
Yeah, but he was the Hitman.
Okay.
I don't know.
Timothy
I never
Oliphant?
Saw Hitman. Yeah, Timothy Oliphant.
And I don't know
I love
Timothy
him.
Oliphant.
Did you ever see Deadwood?
A little bit.
He's the, like, sheriff of Deadwood.
Yeah. Sheriff. Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting off on a real bad
Sorry.
Tangent
We
here.
We are. Let's stick to Black Widow.
Olga Kurylenko, like, when I saw her face, I was like, what? How? What? and like I barely recognized her, and that like all that makeup was so good where like her face was just torn up.
See, actually, the, like, it bothered me a little bit. It looked a little CGI to me in places.
Well, the neck part looked real CGI when like we saw her full body just standing there. And like it looked like it just it did not fit with the body that was below it.
Because it was a big body with a really tiny little
An extra year, Disney. Come on. Do better.
She's just cybernetic under there. That's all it is.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking is maybe the height and stuff is the fact that she's like cybernetic.
RoboCop. Is there any, she's RoboCop. Does she have anything left in there? Is she like Anakin?
I honestly thought it might be a robot. Like that might be the reveal that there's no one under the suit. You know, it's that just, like
that's why her head's doing this.
Like who needs you girls anymore? Like I'm gonna build my army of robot suits.
Oh, we get like dark troopers.
I don't know. I don't know what that is for sure.
It's just stormtroopers painted black.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Like at the end of season two of The Mandalorian, spoiler for that.
Oh, okay. It was just so cool.
It was just droids that were stormtroopers.
Okay.
Anyway, if we had her not be her but be a robot, we would have needed more dubstep in the movie.
Stop.
For sure. For sure. So the other thing that I missed in this movie. One of the downsides to me is I don't feel like there was strong enough character development to be the send-off movie for Black Widow. I mean, what do you think? Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right, but only because we have been spoiled over the past 2 years.
I think that's fair.
By Disney Plus. The last 5 months, yeah. But we've been spoiled by WandaVision and Fatuous and Loki with all of the character development that they're able to do in that amount of time, having a show to be able to put the character into, all these characters into. And like, when you introduce new characters in a show, it's fine because you can get to know them a little bit over time, give them their own episode. They've got hours and hours to get to know them. This was, 2 hours, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 15? And like, that's not long. I did not have long enough with Alexi. I know that. I know I didn't have long enough with Alexi.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure. And I think you're completely right that we don't get. And maybe this thing, maybe this will launch those three characters. Maybe we'll get a Disney Plus show about.
Oh, I need it.
About the troop of Black Widows. Like,
That would be so good.
Like the Free Red Room or something like that. Where does that family go?
Why is the Red Room in the sky? I didn't love that.
Because of Black Widow. It was the comic book Black Widow Deadly Origins.
Yeah.
Back in 2010. And the fourth issue of that comic was like...
They're like...
The guy that raised her had built a flying fortress in like... Kind of like where the ISS should be. But it was like...
Okay.
It was almost like a helicarrier, but it was bigger. So it was like a dreadnought. Is what they called it. It was the Imperial Dreadnought. And she had to go up to that to fight and kill him and then blow it up. So it was basically just like what happened in the movie. He even had like special nanites that were like around him that he had gotten into, or he was trying to get into her to like take her over so that he could kill her on a whim. And like, she had to do everything that he said. Basically, kind of exactly like
cool.
this. Like
that's cool,
right?
But the comic was crazy, stupid, goofy,
right?
Way left field, like made no sense. Don't go read the comic if you're expecting it to be good like this was.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Speaking of good like this was, the other thing I didn't like about this was I really didn't like the we're gonna release a red mist to fix the characters. Like, I just don't like that trope. It's the mind control trope. We haven't liked it since it was Clint in Avengers 1, you know? Like, it's a thing that is fine every once in a while, but, like, I would have much rather her go back to the Red Room and try to, like, actually convince a bunch of Black Widows to defect. You know, like, that would have felt more powerful to me instead of just, like, oh, well, since you left, they no longer, like... They no longer just mind control or mind program them convincing them. They now have actual mind control, and it's as easy as blowing up a grenade with this red mist and the movie's over. Like, I really wanted, it's what you're talking about with the, fact that we don't have as much time as we do in the Disney Plus shows. Like, yeah. they kind of have to yeah. do these things that are sort of shortcuts to actual character development. So all those yeah. Black Widows are free now, and it's a beautiful moment when they all get free, and she tells them, do what you want now. That is important, and it's wonderful, but it does feel short, because that's not how life works. Like, you don't tell people.
It feels a bit rushed.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. So a few negatives, but overall, I really enjoy the movie. And that scene, the one before that, is my favorite Black Widow moment of this entire thing, is Black Widow.
She said the words.
She said words. She did her interrogation scene. Last night, I dropped a song on the podcast about her interrogation techniques of, like, because she knows how cruel men work. She, like, just baits them until they tell her everything. And the end of that interrogation in the first movie, she says, in the first Avengers movie, she says to that guy, one of her first lines is, he's given me everything. And he's like, what?
I'm in the middle of an interrogation. He's giving me everything.
I not give her everything. And she's tied to a chair.
I don't give her. And she looks at him just like, really?
Are you sure? Really?
You're giving me everything. Yeah. Come on.
I love it.
No.
I love it so much.
Give her everything.
I not give her everything. And then, of course, the line later, thank you for your cooperation, which she said to Loki.
And then she says that here. Thank you for your cooperation.
She had that smile first.
She had the meta commentary on it. She's like, I don't mean to be cheeky, but thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? What?
And then she's like, I know how to recalibrate this.
And then she smashes her face into the desk.
And I can sever that nerve, all right.
They stuck with, and she emasculated him again. She was like, you weren't strong enough, so I have to sever the nerve. And he's like, oh, what? How gotcha.
It's just great.
The visual effects on her face, like, I noticed that her nose was way out of place when she was, like, putting the ring on the thing, like, logging into the system.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, her face looks messed up from that. And then, like, they took the time to, like, have her log in, and then she'd be like, crunch, fix her nose. I was like, I'm not strong enough to do that.
Anyway, I think it was a really fun movie. It's on par with many of the Marvel standalone films, is what I'm trying to say. I really, really liked it a lot. I think it's really good. I do think I'm a little spoiled from the Disney Plus series, though, that a lot of the stuff that happened, I'm like, stop using movie logic. Why can't you use TV logic instead? Give me episodes of, you know, Yelena being convinced.
I need this to be no less than 6 hours, 20 minutes.
You know what, Disney? I appreciate that you want to give us movies again. That's cool. Fine. Sure. Maybe. Probably not. Let's convert all of those to series and, like, really get into these characters. Like, really get into them.
If Loki is any indication, and WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier is any indication, like, maybe that's what we're going to get. Like, maybe we'll get these tentpole movies where big things happen, and then we'll just keep getting these, like, series to really build the characters out and then have them go through big events in the movies. Basically, like, every movie just becomes an Avengers movie. You know what I mean? Like, every movie becomes, like, the tentpole team-up type things. I would love it.
Oh, man. You know, thinking about it, this is the first time where we have had a character from one of the TV shows, like one of the serial shows, show up in a movie and, like, be important. Cause, like, in Endgame, we got Jarvis from Agent Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
in the 70s.
It wasn't
for a second.
Who are you talking
not
about?
Not important at all. Thou first showed up in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
She was supposed to show up first in this movie.
Yeah,
though.
That's true.
Yeah. That may be true, but still, they released it in the order that they did. So, like, you know, we had not seen that kind of confirmation before, and, like, we were still kind of tentative of, like, are they even going to acknowledge this? Is it going to be, you know, are these going to have stakes? Is there going to be an impact from the TV shows? Like, no, that big character is here as a big character.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it it warmed my heart to know that, like, or to hear everybody in my theater just being like, oh, it's her, it's Val. And like, they knew who she was. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're all nerds like me.
And, you know, it's like the scene in Endgame where you get that little Jarvis shout out is like, was the scene for all of us who'd been following the Marvel TV universe all those years. And then, like, that was a scene for everyone, because everyone who cares about Marvel is watching these Disney Plus series. A lot of people fell off of things like Agent Carter and S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and this is something that they're like, no, you have to watch these shows to get the thing. Like, and they're promoting them like movies. Like, every time they put one of these series out, I see, you know, every one of the characters on every late night show, you know, like going out and promoting like crazy. So, super cool. Yep. Super cool.
It's awesome.
When they went from Ohio to Cuba, didn't make sense. Where did they refuel? That little plane's not going to get them from
Ken
Ohio to Cuba.
Ken said the same thing. He was like, that plane wouldn't get them there.
Yeah. It's just, it doesn't make sense. But when they got to Cuba and Natasha grabs the gun from the guy and like puts she puts Yelena behind her and is like yelling, screaming in Russian at them, and oh my god, like I was like, what is this girl doing? Because I was thinking that this was the moment where she was going to be taken to the Red Room for the first time, like this is where she was going to start being indoctrinated,
right?
But like she said, you can't take her, she's only six. And then Alexi says, you were younger than her.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like she was an infant, right? Like she was, she was, they said she was brought in for genetic testing. She was brought in through a program of genetic testing to find aptitude in infants.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh.
That's awful. So
and then he was
freaking
like,
awful.
You became the best child assassin ever.
Well, that's when he says like that to Yelena,
them.
Right?
Yeah. Like Yelena was a child. It's like, I guess Nat didn't start out as the child assassin. She was like tested on. It's horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Yelena was apparently the best child assassin. Which I guess none of them are actually family then. So,
no, they're not blood.
Right. We had speculated a lot about that. But yeah.
Well, because is his name Ivan?
No.
No, it's Alexei Shostakov.
Yeah.
And then, like, is she casted as Yelena Belova?
Belovna, yeah.
Belovna. Well, that's not their names, right?
Yeah. I want one of those action figures that Alexi got in the mail. Like, I need it. I need it in my life. I don't need the head to pop off and there to be an earpiece for me. But, you know, if you want to, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I need that action figure.
I liked it. It reminded me of action figures I had when I was a kid. Like that, just big, like bulky, no articulation. Like,
yeah, push the button on the chest and the star lights up and pull the string and it does. I need it. I need it so good.
Loved it.
I know. I want to just keep. I want little things that have anything that has like a secret compartment. I'm obsessed with. Like, if you have a house that has a secret door, like, I will lose my mind. Like, I buy lockets. I really like secret compartments and things.
Secret tunnel! Mm-hmm.
Secret tunnel.
I kind of wish that we hadn't been shown in the trailer when Melina pushed the pantry wall in and, like, slid it to the side.
Yeah,
because it looked like she was just living her best life as a little pig farmer out there.
I love that house. It was spacious.
As soon as I saw her with that pad looking at the pigs, I was like, oh, she's still working with them. She's still testing the she's the one who created this, whatever control serum.
The mind control juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mind control juice.
Well, actually, I see a few people throwing out feedback. You want to read us a couple?
Yep, I have two. One's just for me. Catherine Ray says, Ash, please let me know your thoughts on the wigs in this movie. I thought some looked better than others. The wigs were not great. You could see Yelena's ponytail extensions right near the middle. Nat's hair kept getting longer in every scene. Like I said, like when you get braids, your hair doesn't get longer. It gets shorter. Melina's wig, on point. With the red streaks, she looked fab.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. Mm, interesting.
Yeah, she did.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess they were trying to keep Florence's hair looking more natural with her, because she has short hair like this. But if you looked at her ponytail, it would start like where mine was. And then you can see the break. It's just the things we look for. Exo Beastmaster said, I had it paused, but what do you think the end credits scene is leading towards? And I feel like we already talked about that a lot, but we can kind of like, what's next?
Yeah. I mean, what do we got going forward is the question. Like, what does this lead to? And why did this happen, you know, so long after all the other movies? Why didn't they throw this one in between Civil War and Infinity War? To me, it feels a lot like Thunderbolts.
Yeah, I think that's pretty likely.
Dark Avengers.
Yeah, or Dark Avengers, which I feel like we know for sure. Valentina is building a team. She seems nefarious. Maybe she's not. Like, what a twist that would be if she's actually like building a team and then she's like just the new Nick Fury that's building a great
team.
I'd
be disappointed in that, to be honest.
I probably would be too.
Yeah, I need her to be Madame Hydra.
Right.
Yeah, that would be real good.
Yeah, so I think the one thing we know is that she's building a team and it's going to include at least those two characters so far. What's Fake Cap's name?
John Walker.
Thank you. I could not place his name for some reason.
U.S. Agent.
U.S. Agent. Sorry. Well, now it was Captain Fake Cap for a while.
Mm-hmm. I agree with, like, Catherine also said that the VFX wasn't great in a lot of scenes. And I agree. Like, when they were falling from the sky, Ken just started audibly laughing when they were, like, sliding on the pieces of the things that we thought were satellites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you had so much time.
Yeah, you had so much time to work on this.
Yeah, like, that really kind of made me mad. Like, every time I saw a VFX, I was like, that's a little blurry. Like, you clearly didn't put a lot of work into that. I was like, you had an extra year. I get it that COVID, like, it was sucking everybody's budgets, but, like, because no one was
that
going to see
like
movies.
Work from home work anyway, you know?
Yeah, like, get a few VFX people.
One person in the office at a time.
Maybe that could work. But now the computers that you have to use to render the stuff that they're doing on screen are like crazy expensive, ridiculously powerful machines.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they have to render those shots like that, it takes a hot minute. And if it's just one or two people working on it at a time, it takes a long time. Like, that's why there's so many people on the list when it's like VFX artists.
I don't ever know what I'm talking about. Nobody should ever listen to me. And everything you just said went in one ear and out the other, and I'm going to keep saying my lies.
I know.
I'm going to keep saying my lies. All right. Well, if we don't have any other feedback, have you guys got anything else you want to point out about this movie, or should we close it down and make this like a fairly short movie episode? But, you know,
I feel like
we got there.
Yeah, because we got feedback.
Yeah, well, we're going to do lots more about Black Widow. I'm sure we'll have tons of feedback in the emails and on the social medias. By the way, we are the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, guys. If you are finding us for the first time, every time there's a new movie, a lot of people find the podcast. So if you're finding this for the first time, welcome. We're the Stranded Panda Network. We call ourselves pandas. We hang out here. We're just like to talk about geeky stuff, and this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, where we just like break down everything that happens in the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, or everything that happens in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I should say. And we're currently covering Loki, so if you've been watching that, join us for that. We also covered Falcon and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision when they came out. We just really dive in, lots of fan interaction. So go to strandedpanda.com. There's lots of ways to interact with the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast there. You can send us your feedback. Easiest way is mcucast@gmail.com, and we would love to hear your feedback. And really, we're just going to dive deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm sure there'll be lots of other people with things we didn't notice, theories we didn't see.
Oh, I can't wait to buy it tomorrow and watch it 100 times this weekend.
You can go ahead and pre-order it right now on Disney Plus. Like, yeah, it's available to purchase.
Yeah,
I already did.
I did too.
I am off tomorrow. Like, I've got PTO. Like, I put in, like, Black Widow comes out that day, and my boss is like, approved. I was like, I'm going to watch it like a lot.
That's awesome. See, I'm going to a con this weekend, and I'm probably not going to watch it again until like Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, man, I'm gonna have watched it like four times by then.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm pretty
you
jealous.
You should be.
I'm gonna get it in a couple times.
I think this is a really rewatchable movie. Like, there's just a lot of fun that happens in this movie.
You know, it Honestly, it felt like the MCU's take on Jason Bourne movies.
Mm.
She was like, I was out, and then I got brought back in.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did want to say that. I did not mention it earlier. I think this movie has some of the most, especially the first like 40 minutes, is like action sequence after action sequence after action sequence after dramatic, dark, human trafficking sequence, then more action sequences and action. Like so much of the plot is told through action sequences, you know? Really, ton of that.
I noticed in the middle of it, I was like, I am shoving popcorn into my face so much on this movie. Because I was just like, oh, yeah, do the fight thing.
Yeah.
And then I ran out of popcorn right about the time they got to, like, the part where they're sitting down at the table and actually having that family discussion and, like, real character moments. And I was like, I don't miss the popcorn now. This is great. Oh, my God. I'm engrossed.
Yeah. I was super engrossed. That first scene really got me. The action was visceral. I was super scared for the children. Like, I really, really got me.
I love that they weren't afraid to pull their punches with the first 40 minutes of this.
Yep.
Because her story is dark. There's no sugarcoating Natasha Romanoff's story.
Yeah.
And they did the best they could for a PG-13 movie.
I agree. I do think there's a little bit of, like, tone issues with the movie in that it is so dark, and they make light of it a lot. Like, not, I mean, when they were like, I couldn't decide, like, part of me when they were talking about the when they were making Red Guardian uncomfortable by talking about their forced sterilization, like,
yeah,
it was played for laughs, but also
that's a thing. Like,
oh, I agree that it's like, not
no,
good.
That's,
like, it's horrible.
No, it is good. No,
you think it's good that it's played for laughs?
Played for laughs. It's watching how uncomfortable this big man, strongling character is when he's confronted face on with the things that he helped cause to these women.
I fully agree.
So it's not
that
it was played for laughs. That's just like, I don't,
I agree with that. And that's what I was going to say I like about it, is that, like, they are talking about it openly in a movie and, like, not sugarcoating it. But I do think they were playing it a little bit for laughs with Red Guardian. Like, and that made me feel uncomfortable.
I disagree.
Yeah, no.
To me, it felt very much like, you can say okay and you can ignore this if you don't hear about it. Like, if you don't have to look it in the eyes, then you can be like, you can just kind of be like, oh yeah, bad things happen, whatever. But when you're told, like, no, this is what happened. All of my sexual organs were chopped up, ripped out of me. And he was like, Jesus Christ, it's so graphic.
Oh, am I making you uncomfortable?
Oh, am
I? And they're polarized in it.
I had my insides ripped out.
And for them talking about it, as natural as talking about your period.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And I loved that. I loved how it sort of normalized talking about it and really make Red Guardian comfortable. I wanted to be uncomfortable, but I kind of would rather him have had a reaction that wasn't... He kind of reacted. It's exactly what you said. Like, he reacted like they're talking about their periods. Instead,
well, that's how it started.
Instead of, like, getting truly sad at the realization of what he did to his daughters. Like, that's the reaction I needed out of him.
He was character development wise. Did you think he was there yet? He just had gotten out of prison.
Well, and I'm not saying he, like, swings over and goes, you're right, I should do better in life. But, like, that little bit of, like, spark could have started that redemptive cycle of him realizing how wrong he was. And instead, I do feel like they played it for the dad being uncomfortable talking about the periods. Like, that's what it felt like. And I like the normalizing. I like how blunt Yelena is. I liked all of that. Red Guardian felt like he was playing a sitcom dad in that moment.
Well,
and I needed a different reaction.
He was too caught up in himself.
Agreed.
To really give it that much thought about his part that he played in all of this.
I agree with all that. I just think that, like, they want us to like Red Guardian, and they clearly do.
Yeah.
So, like, give him a few moments to, like, let him be redeemed.
I don't think he needs to be redeemed.
I don't think he's supposed to be this redeemable hero character.
I think that he's just, like, that fun, plucky asshole for that bad organization. Like, he didn't redeem himself. He wasn't like, oh yeah, like, Russia's bad. Let's I love that Western lifestyle now because they put me in jail. He was still like, no, Russia is great. You guys killed so many people. Yay.
Yeah.
But like, he was also like, no, the party needs to be stronger. Like we need to rebuild better. Like he wants this ideal to be
totally agree
built back up.
And that like, that is great. But the point is when faced with human misery in your face that you put on your daughters.
Yeah.
Is the reaction shouldn't be like, la, la, la. I don't want to hear that. That's a kind of asshole that I can't like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's really hard to like that asshole. It's different. The asshole that's like, a jerk, has ideals, made some mistakes, sort of like, it may even still work for a bad organization in the future. Like, I'm on board with him not having to be redeemed right now, especially. But like, that scene was a problem for me.
Do you feel guilty for how much you liked him?
No, I actually liked him a lot less than I thought I would, honestly. Like,
oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved that
character. Honestly saw them all as a thing of anti-heroes. I don't know. So
yeah, right. I'm not
he's not like the Captain America. He's not Captain America.
I didn't want him to be Captain America.
You expected more.
I expected more from you, Alexi.
I was watching this movie wishing James Gunn had directed it. Because James Gunn knows how to take a guy who's really an asshole and like really does shitty things to his friends and make him lovable. And I didn't feel like that was Alexi. Alexi's like funny. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy when he's funny. And like, but I never got the core of his character. Like, why? Well, I got more of that from Melina. Like, I get that he wants to toe the party line and like he wants to support the Communist Party and stuff. Like, I get all that, and it's like, that's his form of patriotism. I can get behind it. But like, I mean, I don't even get behind that very hard when it's for American patriotism, when they're doing that and they're like making these bad mistakes, making these bad decisions, especially one as dark as what Yelena was describing. I just wanted that to get through to him, and I saw no note of it. Anyway, we can move on.
We had no time. We didn't have any time.
Yeah, we just need to...
So.
We need a Disney Plus series. Disney, you got to remake it.
That's a Disney Plus series. My whole point of that was I just started by saying, like, some of the darkness in this movie and the dark things that happened, especially perpetrated by Melina and Alexi, like, the tone of this movie and, like, sort of the quippy nature of it and the fun of it kind of makes it sort of bulldozes over the human tragedy going on with like fun action sequences and laughs, and like,
well,
I don't mind if there's a little bit more focus on that.
You know, the casual popcorn scarfing moviegoer doesn't really want to be confronted with the dangers and horrors of the world. They just want an action movie,
right?
So we, the intellectuals, clearly superior. We have been given this gift.
I just like the dark stuff.
I'm like, we've been given this gift where we can analyze and like break down all of the bad things that are going on and like really talk about them. But then, you know, the filthy casuals, as we like to call them, they can be like, yeah, Jason Bourne, but female. Wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got something for everybody.
Nidus Gaming says, do we think Dracov is dead?
I mean,
they never verified the body.
We saw him burn.
And the glasses like flew through the explosion. Clearly, that means he's dead. Obviously.
Who do we think put Nat's tombstone there? Because there's obviously not a grave.
Yeah, there's not a body there. We know that.
Unless Cap went and got it.
That's real sad.
I don't want to make the joke again because it feels like I've already told this joke, but like, what's the return policy on soul stones?
Yeah, we had that whole
apparently no good. Apparently,
you didn't keep the receipt.
You didn't keep the receipt. All right. Well, on that note, I'm excited to finally have this movie in our faces. I can't wait to watch it more. And we'll be doing next week. We're gonna have a feedback episode about Black Widow and a feedback episode about Loki, and the finale of Loki is next week. So we are gonna have a lot of podcasting coming y'all's way this coming week. So please keep an eye on it. Please hit that subscribe button if you're new. We just like to hang out and chat about these movies. So we hope you all will join us on that journey. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.